Bryce Covert, has documented the worsening social crisis caused by this abject failure of leadership. Two-thirds of our pre-K kids have both parents in the workforce, meaning care outside the home is essential. 85% of the parents say that finding quality, affordable child care in their area is a problem somewhere between serious and impossible. Nationwide, the annual cost for a four-year-old's daycare averages about $13,000. Despite millions of working families finding this essential service unaffordable or even unavailable, political leaders have ignored their plight. Child care aid reaches only 15% of qualified kids. Some callous governors even divert chunks of federal child care subsidies to their own political priorities, such as corporate welfare. In 2017, even before COVID-19 abruptly shut down thousands of care centers, 40% of America's children lived in child care deserts, zip codes with zero programs or so few that two-thirds or more of the area's children are unable to get in. This is Jim Hightower saying, is this the best we can do for the future of our nation? The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, live streamed from the Chat and Chew Cafe. Details at HightowerLowdown.org.
subscribers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. And Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling them at Cotton Party at 530-893-4923. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Give and Take, I am going to interview three women from an organization, AAUW, which is the American Association of University Women. And that's an organization here in Chico, and it is nationwide. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we'll talk about what they do. Welcome, all three of you. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Carol Hosgraf. I've been a member of AAUW since 1981. Which is a long time, so I have some history. But I think you might want to ask, what is AUW?
Yes.
The name. It's the nation's leading organization advocating equity for women and girls. In 1881, several women joined together back east to raise funds for graduate women because there were no scholarships for graduate women anywhere in the United States at the time. And these women decided that they needed to do something about it. And so they did. Since then, our 170,000 members nationwide continue to offer millions of dollars each year in financial aid to graduate women for studying a variety of subjects. Our website says that we are tenacious and trailblazing, and we are. We've expanded our significant impact into political but not partisan areas of gender equity, which is another word for fairness. AUW strongly backed the Title IX law and the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, to name only a few. More recently, we've moved into climate health, social justice, and importantly, diversity, because these things greatly affect the lives of women and girls everywhere. People of every race, creed, age, gender, sexual orientation, national origin, and level of physical ability are welcome and encouraged to join us. AUW also does studies, research studies, often with universities. Here is the name of a few. Why so few women in science, math, and engineering? Shortchanging girls, shortchanging America. Hostile hallways. Those are pretty self-explanatory. But We Will Persist, which is a study of the status of women in the academic world. They are having some trouble. Asking Google for AUW research studies will offer up a much more complete list. And all of these things are available. They're short, but they are impactful. There are AUW branches in every state. California, with 119 branches, is the largest. And of course, the most active. To encourage our members to work for all of these efforts, uniquely among such nonprofit organizations, we offer interest groups. The Chico branch, and what an interest group does is provide the opportunity for making friends and having fun and learning things, besides the work that we do for the community. The Chico branch has five separate book groups, each with a different theme. They have several food and drink-related gatherings, and I have to tell you, Wine and Wine is my favorite. That is spelled two ways. We have a foreign policy discussion, so we have hiking groups, and many more. We often partner with similar organizations, such as the League of Women Voters. and because they are fairly uppity also.
Oops. Oops.
I forgot to mention that, yes.
We like uppity.
Yes, some friends of ours, men actually, refer to us as the American Association of Uppity Women instead of University Women. And either name works for us.
It does.
It does. By the way, all members do not have to have a university degree. At the moment, they did at the beginning in 1881, but at the moment, if you have a two-year degree or something similar, you may absolutely join us. So there's a very little bit of discrimination left, but for the most part, we can welcome pretty much everybody. Your listeners can, of course, find out more about AUW by Googling AUW, AUW California, or AUW Chico, or all of the above. And we, of course, welcome new members. AUW Chico began in 1921, and has worked tirelessly for the community ever since. We offer local scholarships to young women entering college or contemplating teaching as a career. We support Catalyst and other groups during the holidays. We target graduating college students by offering Start Smart and Work Smart, which are programs to teach how to negotiate for a new job, that first salary, and many more things that are very important for people to know. But most of all, we support AUW's TechTrek STEM camps for girls. And very briefly, this is a virtually all-volunteer, all-female, all-scholarship, week-long residential camp located on 8 college and university campuses up and down California. Since 1998, AUW Chico has sent more than 100 local girls to TechTrek, first at Stanford, and since 2011 at the University of California at Davis. Our TechTrek branch coordinator, Joan Cleveland, is going to tell you more about TechTrek. Over to you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Joan Cleveland, the TechTrek branch coordinator. I've been a member of AAUW since about 2014, and I started as the branch coordinator for TechTrek in 2017. It's quite a labor of love and a very popular program that we have with our branch. AAUW has a stated mission of empowering all women and girls to reach their highest potential. And one of our projects is TechTrek, a summer camp for seventh grade girls that focuses on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It was created by California AAUW member Marie Walbach at Stanford in 1998, and it grew throughout California and expanded in 2013 to AAUW's national TechTrek program, now serving girls across the country using the same model. The campers spend 1 week on a university campus. They live in dorms and eat in the cafeteria. They attend labs and classes, and they learn what it might be like to be a college student, all under the careful supervision of dorm moms and junior counselors, who are girls that have attended the camp in previous years. Their hands-on classes and workshops are taught by experienced teachers whose qualifications include superior knowledge of their subject and a commitment to working with middle school girls. The TechTrek camp at UC Davis can accommodate just under 100 girls. There are some 20 AAUW branches in Northern California who send girls to TechTrek at UC Davis. Between Chico and Paradise branches, we send 9 to 10 girls each year. The aim is to encourage girls in middle school, the age when participating in math and science statistically drops, to pursue STEM education as they enter school, their high school years and college. So our camp shows them the wide variety of STEM careers that exist. In addition to hands-on learning they experience each day in their classes, there are also workshops and field trips. Professional women that are role models in science, technology, engineering, and math help girls see their futures while having fun and gaining self-confidence. They all say, "We're happy to be among girls who seem to have the same interests that they do." One of our unique aspects of Tech Trek is that parents are not able to pay to send their daughters to camp. After thousands of hours contributed by AAUW volunteers each year to plan and staff the camps, our local AAUW branches raise funds to cover the remaining approximately $1,000 per camper. This results in no cost to the family of the selected students. Our volunteers ask local 7th grade math and science teachers to nominate a few girls from each school. These girls are offered the opportunity to complete an application and an essay, similar to what they would do if they were entering college, and then are interviewed by a committee of AAUW members as part of the selection process. It's never easy to select a few of the many qualified girls that are nominated by their teachers, but we are proud of our work. Some students who might not otherwise have the opportunity to attend a summer camp, especially a STEM camp, are able to attend Tech Trek at no cost to their family. For many girls, the week-long camp sparks their curiosity and places them on a path towards success. Many of them find that they are interested in something they didn't even know about before they attended the camp. I encourage your listeners to go to our website at aauw.org to learn more, and there are many research reports, one of which is titled and was created in 2020, Solving the Equation. It's very informative about Tech Trek and the value that it has to our local girls.
So it's in Davis, is that right? Is that the one close?
Yes, at UC Davis.
Is that the only one in California?
No. We have eight camps this year, eight locations this year. Some of our UC campuses that have offered us the opportunity to host the camps there were not able to this year due to the pandemic. Last year, we were unable to have an in-person camp at any of our locations. Yeah. And so many of the girls, we offered them the opportunity to attend a newly created virtual camp, which was interesting and fun to watch. We were invited to attend the last day of their camp and see what they had created, because everything is always hands-on. And so the girls were sent their kits to their homes so that they could work on them there. And then they worked cooperatively and on Zoom, of course, to have an interactive time with their teachers, answering questions about how to and the science behind what they were creating. And at the end of the week, they created a video that showed, you know, their creation and how they had put it together. Mm-hmm. And so they learned a lot about coding and robotics, things like that. That's a core subject that's there.
Well, and that process to choose, I'm sure, is timely and, you know, is a pretty big effort. I mean, you've got to talk.
Yes, it is. And as I said, it's difficult to select out of the girls that we interview. We, you know, by the time they have been selected by their teachers, they are pretty much, you know, a good example of the girls that we would want at the camp. And some of them are extremely interested in, they just present themselves in that way, and others are interested, or they're good students. Some of them are excellent students, but they might not be that girl that has the spark and also has maybe isn't going to have another opportunity to attend a camp like the one we're offering.
Well, I didn't know we had that in this town. That's wonderful. Good. Well, thank you for that. You're listening to an interview with Carol Holzcraft, Joan Cleveland, and Sue Blisman from the American Association of University Women. Stay tuned for the second half. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this is North State Give and Take. To our interview with Carol Holzcraft, Joan Cleveland, and Sue Blisman, talking about the American Association for University Women. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. And now, Sue, did you have something that you were going to add also?
Yes, my name is Sue Blisman. I've been a member of Chico AAUW since 93. And my role is to raise the funds necessary to send the girls to camp. The cost to send a girl to camp is about $1,000, and it's only covered by scholarship only. So over the last 20 years, our AAUW branch has raised scholarship funds for our 7 selected girls by holding an antiques appraisal fair.
Oh.
Local professional appraisers donate their time to assess items such as jewelry, glass, furniture, paper goods, etc. Former Tech Trek girls come to help and share their Trek experience with guests. It's always fun to see what people bring in and hear the stories that go along with the item. Some interesting items that have included a Chinese vase that was valued at $90,000.
Oh my.
A swivel barrel gun that would have been mounted on a 16th century ship.
Wow.
And a pink glass bowl whose great aunt told our guest it was very valuable. Turned out to be carnival glass. often won at carnivals by pitching pennies into it. And worth about $25.
Oh, that's funny.
Besides raising scholarships for Tech Trek, our branch also has a college scholarship to a Chico area high school girl and a new one this year for a graduating college student from Cal State Chico who plans to get a teaching credential in the STEM areas. Donations to the 3 scholarships are always needed and very much appreciated. They can be mailed to AAUW Chico Branch, care of Post Office Box 1498, Chico, California. P.S. For those of you who would like to find out the value of a special treasure, our next antique appraisal fair is set for Sunday, March 26th. 2023 at the Chico Women's Club from 11 to 3 p.m., 592 East 3rd Street, Chico.
It's our own antique roadshow.
Well, you can't say antique roadshow. No, it is like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Do quite a few people come?
We have quite a few people. It varies from year to year. We've done this for over 20 years.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So some people kind of dig through things and bring things in that, you know, all of a sudden over the last couple of years with the virus, people are doing some house cleaning and things and finding treasures.
Or what they think are treasures.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Gotcha. So that's basically the way that you raise the money is with that.
Yes, that's basic. And then, of course, we have some very generous members that donate.
Yeah.
That's very, very helpful.
Was that 95928 or 26?
The P.O. Box 26.
26. And, you know, when I was listening, now, how do you find the college student for the scholarship? Do they different girls just put their application in, say?
It's all done through the college. So in other words, the college announces that they have the scholarship available, okay. And then the students, you know, apply for it. The college actually selects those people.
I see. And does that scholarship can be used by that person for other things? They're not going to the camp. This is scholarship for school.
It's for school.
Okay, great. Wow, what a nice thing for our community and for people to know what you're doing. I'm glad that we're able to tell people about it.
Bobby, could I include
please.
Could I add something to what Sue said when she was talking about where we get the donations besides our members of the community and our members? Every year, the Seroptimus International of Chico gives us at least one scholarship, and every 5 years, the Discovery Shop League in the past has given us several Oh. And every year, you know, they say, if we give you more money, can you send more girls to camp? And alas, we can't, because we're only allotted so many spaces. But yeah, the community is really, you know, is really been helping.
Yeah.
And I have one more story about TechTrick. One facet of this is that many of the girls who go to camp are from schools or areas where they may be the only kid in their class who's interested in science, or even interested sometimes in academic achievement.
Yes.
And when they get to camp, they're full of that. That is a camp full of those girls.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I've done every job there is, from being a superintendent of all 10 of the camps to running several of them as a director. And one year, when I was directing this camp at Stanford, the girls all checked in, and then the girls and their parents go to a separate dining, or different separate hall, and we have an opening session. And I was following one young girl and her parents, and the kid was jumping up and down. She was so excited about telling her parents about her new roommate and her schedule, and she grabbed her mother's arm and she said, "I'm with my people."
Oh,
I thought that was the most charming, wonderful thing. That is, and this is why we do TechTrick.
Yep.
For those girls.
Yep. Oh, I bet that's a lively camp.
Oh, my heavens. We have dorm mothers who are adult counselors, many of whom are retired teachers or working teachers. Everybody has to like middle school girls, but they don't.
Yeah. And that's not easy.
And now we've been doing this since 1998. We have former campers have come back as adult counselors. We have one or two camps that are now directed by former campers. You know, we're sort of growing our own staff.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, how old are the girls again? What's the age?
They are going into eighth grade. So they are all 12, 13.
12, 13.
Most of them are 13, depending on the age of them.
Oh, that's an interesting age to go.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you take their phones away?
No, we used to allow them. Well, okay. 2006, if I may take one more minute here. It was a very hot year at Stanford. It was like 114 degrees, and that's unheard of in Palo Alto. And it was hot all week long. By Thursday, camp starts on Sunday. By Thursday, we were still having huge problems with homesickness, which is usually gone by the first night. So we also had guests that day, and one happened to be a counselor, a psychologist, who dealt with middle schools and summer camps. And she raised her hand and said, "May I ask two questions?" And we said, "Yes." And she said, "How many of them have cell phones, and how often do they call home?" And we said, "Almost all have cell phones, and they call home all the time." And they said, "Well, that is your problem." So we started phasing out the cell phones, and now nobody's allowed. I mean, all the adults, all of our junior counselors have them. So if there's any problem,
yes.
But the girls themselves are much better off not to do that. And then there's the call home. There used to be the call home, and the parent would say, "I'm sorry to tell you, but your hamster died."
Oh, you know? Gosh.
I mean, talk about ruining a kid's week at summer camp. Really.
Yeah. Well, boy, the phones are a problem, and that's really probably very good that you've done that. My grandson went on a little vacation, and when they took a phone away, he was much more enjoyable, and they liked him a whole lot better.
Yeah. We ask them this when we are interviewing the girls. We say, "Can you live without your phone for a week?" And if they hesitate, we probe a little further.
I was going to say, they get a little marked by their name.
Most of them this year, I found, most of them said no, because I think you're talking to girls who realize that there are lots of other things to do, and so they don't seem to be so attached to their phones.
So good.
And